You're listening to the Freedom Unaffiliated podcast, where you'll hear from the experts at Independence Institute on freedom issues facing Colorado. It's not about left and right. It's about your life and liberties.
The torture of Denver motorists is intentional by me, Mike Rosen, published on February 16th. Bicycle lanes in Denver are much more than just a nuisance for motorists. They're a small but glaring symptom of the radical progressive mentality of Democrats that have grossly mismanaged Denver government in recent years. This is a sad reflection of Denver voters that have brought this on themselves. Worse than useless, bicycle lanes are being ridiculously underused. They obstruct traffic and pose a safety hazard for bicyclists and pedestrians alike. The lanes on Broadway north of Spear Boulevard are positively laughable. They've repositioned cars that were parked at the curb now out into a former traffic lane and inserting the bicycle lane in its place. Vehicles making a left turn crossing that bicycle lane do so at the peril of cyclists, which can also be said of any bicycle rider in downtown Denver traffic. The addition of bicycle lanes on four-lane thoroughfares throughout Denver has reduced them to only one lane in each direction, squeezing vehicle traffic and making it worse. This is idiotic. On 16th Avenue, the bicycle lanes are accompanied by a barrier of white plastic bollards that won't offer much protection from a weaving 5,000-pound Ford 150 pickup. This isn't Copenhagen, where bicycles are fashionable and economical for young students. Nor is this a less developed country where the masses who can't afford cars clog city streets with bicycles, scooters, and rickshaws. Bicycling is not desirable or practical for all but a tiny minority of commuters, especially during our cold, icy winters. In other seasons, heat and rain will make for an arduous trip to the office and a malodorous day for nearby coworkers. On East Colfax, two of the four existing car lanes are being eliminated, leaving only one in each direction to make room for two center-running bus rapid transit lanes. This is a project to create a high-capacity transit corridor connecting downtown Denver to the Anschutz Medical Campus, we're told. Again, fewer auto lanes and mass rapid transit will be Denver's salvation, not. Bicycle lanes, you see, are just a tiny part of a bigger picture. For years, progressives on Denver City Council have publicly proclaimed their hatred of cars and their intent to make driving so unpleasant that motorists will avoid our fair city. And they've joined the progressive enviro-elitist new urbanism movement, even adopting the name Denver Urbanism. The movement describes its vision as an alternative to post-World War II low-density suburban sprawl. Instead, cities will be converted to walkable, mixed-use, human-scaled neighborhoods featuring compact development, transit access, diverse housing, and a vibrant collection of public spaces. Streets and buildings will be shaped around people, not cars and parking lots, thus lowering auto emissions and saving the environment. Sure, some people will like that lifestyle. Fine for them, but this isn't New York City. A great many people live in Colorado, including the Front Range, for its wide open spaces, not the cramped confines of an inner city and the view from your apartment house window of the building next door. These enviro visionaries need a seeing eye dog. Their disdain for the suburbs is at odds with the joy of people who choose to live there in a single family home with elbow room, a backyard for the kids and the dog, an attached garage in a secure community, and maybe even a nearby HOA swimming pool. The New York City subway system crams millions of people together, elbow to elbow, in underground trains spanning the city who have no practical alternative to get to work each day. Most Coloradans love their cars, their pickups and SUVs, and they avoid mass public transit by design. This is evidenced by the sparse use of RTD and the often empty trains. We use our cars for the convenience of shopping for groceries or at the mall, for long trips to the mountains or to Arizona for the winter, to visit friends and relatives, to drive to DIA. Have you noticed how many cars fill its parking lots? For mom to take the kids to their soccer games, to lug your golf clubs to the course and, ironically, lug your bicycle to a mountain trail at the back of your car. Denver needs to repair its roads, not divert that money for unwanted multimodal transportation illusions. What with its crime, traffic, relentless leftist protesters, street people, beggars, drug addicts, soaring restaurant prices, pushed by excessive minimum wage laws, incidentally, and all the negative side effects of being a sanctuary city, the last thing Denver needs to do is piss off more motorists. Automobiles aren't going away. Most of all, we love the freedom they give us. Have you ever tried to take away Grandpa's car keys when he hits 80 or even 90?
We hope you've enjoyed Freedom Unaffiliated. If so, please share it and like and subscribe while you're at it. For more content from Independence, go to thinkfreedom.org. Thanks for joining us.